Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It appears that nobody is talking about the consequence of continuous self-improvement. As someone who is a counsellor and also has been doing a lot of work on themselves independently and in therapy, I thought I'd tackle this issue. On one hand, I actually think it's wonderful that so many of us want to work on ourselves to become more expressive, boundaried, authentic, emotionally available. And really, the benefits of that are outstanding. However, along the journey, it does feel incredibly lonely because the more that we work on ourselves, the more we start to detach from people who are no longer meant to be in our life. We start to realize how emotionally unhealthy the world can be, and also by extension, realize how much we need to put ourselves first in order to function properly. The problem with this becomes that the more we work on ourselves, the people that we feel like we can interact with becomes increasingly smaller and smaller. The consequence of continuous self-improvement is that we start to feel threatened by people who are just acting as they always have done without knowing any better. And whilst it's not an excuse for people's behavior, the point is that the more authentic we become, our rejection rate can skyrocket because we put up with less and we also feel like we just don't want to interact with society anymore. And whilst I'm not here to talk necessarily about what people should do, I will say from my perspective, it's totally valid and understandable for people to feel this way, considering the fact that the price of becoming more authentic can feel like interacting with a smaller tribe of people than you once were able to. And how we manage that going forward is an individual choice, but it can feel incredibly hard and lonely at times.
All right, my friend, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you find yourself in the world. You are listening to Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen. And the man you just heard was Ken Reed from Sydney, Australia. And I know the Aussie accent can be a real challenge for people learning English, but don't feel bad if you couldn't understand everything he said, because there are times when even we, native speakers, can't understand everything that the Aussies say. And if you'd like to get access to the transcript and vocabulary guide for this episode, or you just enjoy the show and you want to support my work, you can visit my Patreon page and sign up for a monthly subscription. But now let's explore Ken's idea in a bit more detail. Let's dive a bit deeper on this one. Because Ken is saying that people trying to be more expressive, more boundaried, or to have more boundaries, right? To be more authentic, emotionally available. This is all good. These are positive things. These are things that we should want for ourselves. But the more we work on ourselves, the more we start to detach or disconnect from people who are no longer meant to be in our lives. People who don't necessarily serve our life's purpose. People who aren't really good for us. They're not right for us, as we say sometimes. And we realize that we need to put ourselves first. We need to prioritize ourselves, think about ourselves first in order to function properly. And that may feel counterintuitive, because you don't want to think of yourself as a selfish person. You want to help others, serve others, be there for others, be compassionate and compromise in relationships and things like that. But it's very easy for that to slide into you being manipulated or just stuck in relationships that really don't serve you in any way, at least not any positive way, you know, but you struggle with this idea because you're like, man, it's, I feel selfish thinking about myself and not thinking about these people that I claim to love and cherish. You know what I mean? And so it's a very troubling situation when the people or the group of people we feel that we can connect with and interact with, the people that understand us and have a similar mindset, it gets smaller and smaller, increasingly small. You see what I'm saying? Because we are willing to put up with so much less nonsense and disrespect and mistreatment and stuff. So we just naturally stop interacting with most people just because you don't want to deal with it, you know? You just have new standards for yourself, and anything that doesn't meet those standards, you're just like, nah, no thanks. I'm good. Appreciate it though, but no, I'm a pass. And this is something that I experienced firsthand years before I even knew what it was. I always found it pretty hard to identify with and connect with other people because it feels like I just don't have anything in common with most people I meet. But on a deeper level, I've also found that it's hard to deal with people because many of them have such low levels of self-awareness. And many of us are painfully unaware of our own shortcomings, our own annoying behaviors, our lack of character, our lack of respect for others, our poor communication skills, all that stuff. And we're completely fine with the idea of being the same exact person and version of ourselves until the day we die. Not at all interested in learning or growing or evolving, right? Seeing things from different perspectives. And as I became more self-aware and started trying to become a better version of myself, I found it harder and harder to be around people who didn't have the same mindset. And you might have heard the saying, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. This means if you spend most of your time with five losers, you'll inevitably become loser number six. The inverse is also true. If you spend most of your time with five winners, you will inevitably become winner number six. And so once you come to this realization, you might find yourself wanting to spend a lot less time with people who are closest to you. And that might leave you confused because it's like, damn, I love my parents, but I never feel good around my parents. They're always criticizing me. I feel like I can't trust them or talk to them about important life issues. So maybe it's best for me to move out of my parents' house as soon as possible and just talk to them less. Talk to them about different things, not my personal issues. Or maybe these guys have been my best friends since elementary school, but all they do is go out to parties, get drunk, chase women. They hate their jobs. They're never learning anything new. They have no goals or ambitions. They make fun of me for working two jobs and studying on the weekends. They never talk about anything interesting. Maybe it's time that I accept the fact that we're just not on the same path anymore. And it's time for us to go our separate ways. Maybe it's time to get comfortable being with myself while actively searching for new and better friends. The kinds of friends who inspire me and hold me accountable and treat me with love and respect and have a growth mindset and want to live better lives just like I do. Thoughts like these can make us a little uncomfortable, right? It's not so easy to tell your mom to go fuck herself because it's your life and you're going to live it in a way that's best for you. It can be hard to walk away from 10-year friendships once you realize they no longer serve your life's purpose. And even once you make the decision to do it, it can be really difficult to accept the fact that very few, if any, people around you have the same mindset. It can be difficult to accept the fact that you're alone on this path of self-improvement.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You feel lost. You feel lonely. You feel a little crazy at times, right? Because even if you know you need to find better friends, you still don't know where to look, right? Especially if you're introverted and you don't want to have to leave the house to meet new people, right? I mean, personally, I struggle with going to social events to expand my network, to meet new people, right? Partly because of social anxiety, but also because of like time constraints. You know, if you live 2 hours away from a major city where all the events are happening, you know, dedicating who knows how many hours of your week just to go to these events and meet people, for most of us, it just doesn't sound realistic, right? So one thing that has been working for me is to just start consuming better content online. I'll just get on YouTube or TikTok and search for content about a particular subject I'm interested in, like psychology or business or religion. And these magical algorithms will start serving me different options. And I do the same when searching for podcasts. Sooner or later, you're going to find someone you like listening to. And from there, you can literally just start interacting with them. Leave comments on their videos, send them emails, and tell them what you think about their ideas. Tell them how their content is helping you learn and grow, or how your life has improved in general because of them. People appreciate this. And what I've done is start a podcast on which I interview people I find interesting, and I encourage them to share their thoughts and their knowledge and experience with me. Now, the benefit of having conversations with all these different types of people is a subject that deserves its own episode. So for now, I'll just say that it's how I'm expanding my knowledge and my network. By taking the initiative to forge relationships with people I want to know and learn from. There's nothing stopping you from DMing people you want to talk to, or sending them an email, or just telling them what you think about the content they put out. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. And of course, that doesn't mean they're going to respond. Whatever. But at least you're doing it. If you don't buy a ticket, then you don't get to see the show. Right? I'm sure there's many ways of saying that. You probably have a way of saying that in your native language. But the idea is, if you don't try, there's no way to succeed. If you don't try, you just accept the fail. You just take the L. Like, you know? And just in case you don't know, to take the L or to take an L means to take a loss. L is like the first letter in the word loss. So if somebody says, man, I took a major L, they took a major loss. It was a bad loss, you know? So anyway, if you don't even try, you just accept the L before you even give it a shot, bro. So I know it's easy for me to say this, and maybe it's not so easy for you to do whatever it is you have in your mind, but I'm just telling you, bro, like, the worst thing that could happen in this case is they don't respond. But the best thing that could happen is they do respond positively. And then maybe, you know, a couple weeks later, they put out some more interesting content. And you say, hey, I like this too. Here's what I think. Or, hey, I think you got this part wrong. Or, hey, I disagree with this. Here's what I think. And just start trying to forge a relationship. Don't ask them for some free shit. Don't ask them for their time. Don't ask them for nothing. Just start a dialogue and show them that you're truly listening, you're interested, and you want to learn from them and connect in some kind of way. You know, and if you do want something from them, at some point you will need to let them know, like, what it is that you really want. Maybe you want to work for them or be their intern, or, I don't know, invite them on your podcast, right? I don't know. I just think that's a really big one that holds a lot of people back. And I also think you might be interested to know more about my podcasting strategy and how you might be able to do something similar if podcasting or digital networking are things you're interested in. So I'll definitely be talking about that in a future episode as well. But now, I just want to encourage you to think a bit more deeply about this topic for yourself. Who are the people you spend most of your time with? Are these relationships helping or hurting your growth potential? Do these people understand you? Do they inspire you? Do you have similar mindsets and similar goals? Do these people respect you and support you? Are you learning with these people? You know? There's no reason to go through life in bad company if you don't have to. The idea of cutting off friends and loved ones can feel a little scary or even wrong to some people, but everything in life comes with a price. And sometimes the price for a healthier, more productive life is the death of relationships you thought would never end. Just something to think about.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.